One of the people here is Peter Moreshra, but I understand your papers are outside. The matter was put over for the prosecution to get photos. I've requested them, Your Honour. They haven't been provided by the council.
Yes, IPB matter of T.D. Antoine Bernard, Peter Marish. Mr. Marish, you envisage that you're going to plead not guilty. I brought you to court today because I think the Lanco Council had a photograph of you in the loading zone.
The ticket indicates that they did take a photo, Your Honour. We requested that photo on the last occasion to...
Now, Mr. Marish, the photograph has been taken, but it's not with the prosecution file. If that photograph shows your vehicle in the loading zone and you're not a vehicle that's supposed to be in a loading zone, you'd be found guilty, okay? So I'm not sure what the basis of your written plea of not guilty is, okay?
Well, Your Honour, the
passenger vehicle sedan, which is not supposed to be in a loading zone anyway.
Sorry?
Passenger vehicle sedan is what you're driving.
Yes, it was towing a trailer. And under the regulations, I'm allowed to park a vehicle, principally constructed for carrying goods. Now, I do it quite often. I need a trailer for business and I use the trailer to take, on that particular occasion, parcels to the post office because I've got my cars full of other stuff for my landscaping business. And there doesn't seem to be an argument about whether or not I was towing a trailer. It's all about
Well, the only thing in the ticket is the sedan. They don't mention the trailer in there and the photograph's not here, okay?
Yes.
Look, it might be in your interest to make representations to Land Cove Council in relation to your vehicle being the trailer attached to the sedan, and what you suggest is a lawful defence. They may take that into account and withdraw the application, the complaint against you, okay?
Right, could I ask the court to indulge and take the matter stand till after morning tea? There is the person. And I can try and make an inquiry with the council in regards to the trailer, and if that's the case, there might be
The sergeant might be able to make those inquiries today,
yeah,
and may be able to get instructions from the council in relation to it, which means you don't have to come back, okay?
Right.
So I'll just bear with me and we'll try and get that sorted out for you today, okay?
Okay.
I'll just resume with... Yeah, just wait here, okay? Chong. Sergeant, any difficulty with Mr. Marish's problem?
Your Honour, I've been emailed some colour photos. Unfortunately, I've only got access to a black and white printer and there's no trailer on the vehicle. And unfortunately, the sign doesn't clearly show the loading zone sign, but the prosecution are instructed to proceed with the prosecution of the matter.
Mr. Marish, have you had a look at the photos? No trailer.
Yeah, I've had a look at the photos, Your Worship.
Oh, no, but there's no trailer there. Let's not go to the trailer excuse for being in the loading zone.
Well, I object to the actual submission of the photos on the basis that...
No, it's not going to work. I mean, I was not going to listen for hearing until we found out what the situation was. That's the only reason, because if the trailer was there, the sergeant has power to withdraw it without you having to come back, okay?
Yep.
She's got the photographs. They're not in colour. She hasn't spoken to the officer who issued the ticket. And the photographs don't show the sign. That officer is able on any hearing to give evidence where the sign is.
Yep.
But that photograph clearly shows there's no trailer, okay? So your defence using trailer is not going to go take you very far, okay? So really, I wanted you to come to court to tell me what is your defence. You've done that, and it appears that the prosecution evidence is there was no trailer attached to it, okay?
Okay.
So if your vehicle is parked there as a sedan in the loading zone, you'll be found guilty, okay?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Plead guilty now with an explanation as to why you blatantly parked your sedan in that loading zone or what?
Well, I can see where you're leading, but
It's an offence of strict liability, sir, okay?
Yes.
You're not a lawyer, okay?
Yes, I will.
And I've had a gut full of people such as yourself coming to this court, pleading not guilty, having hearings and getting found guilty as soon as I open their mouth. That incurs cost on the community, having the officers here, court time taken up. So that's why I wanted you to come today to give me your explanation as to why you're pleading not guilty. Just listen to me. No, I haven't finished yet.
Yes.
Okay? I'm trying to save you time. If the matter is set down for hearing and you're found guilty after all the evidence is given, the fine will be far greater than it was issued to you by the officer. Okay? I can fine you up to $2,200. The fact that you have got a particular view is your own business, okay? I'm trying to assist you because you haven't got any legal representation. I'm not going to list a matter for hearing unless there's a valid defence. That's what you've told me. I had a trailer attached. The prosecution have obtained the photograph which clearly shows no trailer. So that defence may not be available to you. You now had an option of seeing that photograph which may refresh your memory as to the circumstances of you being in that position on the 21st of April. If you wish to plead guilty, I can deal with it now. If you wish to plead not guilty and subsequently found guilty, it may be well and truly a lot bigger fine. I don't know.
And will you be hearing the medical?
Yes, I will.
Well, I guess I must have plead guilty then, you know.
You're only pleading guilty.
With respect to Your Honour, you know, I mean, you might have had a gutful, as using your words, of people coming and pleading not guilty, but you haven't seen those photos.
I don't need to see it, but I'm just trying to manage the court time, sir, which I need to do. Be quiet, please. I need to manage court time because we are listing those into end of February, many months down the track. And I'm trying to bring that back and ensure that those matters listed for hearing are genuine pleas of guilty, pleas of not guilty after people had appropriate legal advice. A lot of people such as yourself come before the court thinking, pleading not guilty, it's all a question. Don't interrupt me.
Don't interrupt me.
Otherwise, you wait until after I do the other hearing, okay? Do not interrupt me again, thank you.
I'm trying to assist you.
You can wait. You're not showing no respect to me. I'm trying to assist you, sir, and get you out of here instead of incurring further cost for yourself if you're subsequently found guilty after pleading not guilty.
In the process, you insult me without even knowing me, okay?
Sir, you show respect to the court, otherwise you'll be held in contempt.
I'm showing respect, and I'm being told you've had a gutful of people like me, all right? That's what you're saying. You've had a gutful of people like me.
I request you not to interrupt, and you keep interrupting. If you're going to interrupt any more, I will wait until the end of the hearing, okay? What do you want to do? Plead guilty with an explanation, or what?
Dear Madam, Your Worship, I'll plead guilty.
You do it on your own volition, sir. Do you wish to plead guilty with an explanation?
No, I'm doing duress, and I'll plead guilty.
You're making a joke of this. The matter will be set down for hearing on the 8th of December. Before me, 8th of December at 10 a.m.
I'll plead guilty.
No, I'm not going to accept your plea on that basis, sir. You're not going to hold me to ransom. Matter be listed for hearing before the court. The court record has indicated what you've said, sir. There's no point laughing and shaking your head, saying I'm going to wish to plead guilty under duress. I will not accept a plea of guilty on those circumstances. Matter will be dealt with as a hearing on Tuesday, the 8th of December at 10 a.m. Be here by 10 o'clock, thank you. And the court record will note that he's just gone off, mumbling under his breath.